Hello and welcome back to the KF Anderson Leadership Show. With me here in the studio is Siegfried Anderson. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
And we are ready for the next topic.
Mm-hmm. Today we're going to be speaking about beyond survival and for survival. So, Siegfried, what is beyond survival and for survival?
That took me 15 years to figure out that there was something wrong with the concept that people they followed on the companies. And that was that they mixed these two up. I was forced to go back also because I have to try and make it understandable to people. So for that reason, I actually did a very interesting thing. I looked at people's lives and I said to myself, okay, what did we actually learn the first 12 years? Each and every one in this world learn exactly the same thing. It might be different aspects where you're coming from, the culture where you're coming from, religion or whatever, but the concept is actually the same thing. And that is what I call for survival. That means the first 12 years that you live as a human being, you concentrate on one thing, and that is to learn what it takes to survive. That means that when you're 12 years old, you should actually be able to live your life on your own from there. If you lose your parents or something dramatic happens to you, there's a war or whatever, you should actually be able to survive. What we actually see, and this is actually true, that kids around the world who is parentless move around and for some of the other reasons, they are actually able to survive. I know for sure that many of them actually pass away anyhow, but that's a different story. But you have learned so much that you're actually able to create your own life from that, being year 12. Then we learn a different thing. From 12 to 24, there's another 12 years. And here's a very interesting thing, because what should you actually learn the next 12 years? Being 12 up to 24, there's a couple of things you actually shall learn. This I call beyond survival. Many parents, they make a mistake here. They treat their 17 years old boy or girl like still being seven. Means for survival. I mean, how many times have your 17 years old boy heard that he should clean up the room? And he say, but come on, mom, I know I have to clean up my room, but I just don't want to do it. I'm laying here in my bed and I know my room looks like a big mess, but that's my life. So please go out of my room. This is what I call, what is happening here is one thing. Being 12 years old up to 24, when you're 24, you need to have at least an idea about your profession. Many people is already married when they're 24. Some of them even had kids when they're 24. So the next 12 years from 12 to 24, you have to prepare yourself for this. This is not something for survival. This is beyond survival. That means one very dramatic thing. You have to learn from all the opportunities that a 12 years old boy have today. Today, year 2019. What kind of opportunities does this boy have in front of him for the next 12 years? This he has to finish up in 12 years, but what to pick and choose? I mean, when my granddad, he was out in the marketplace being 12 years old, he only had one choice, to do exactly the same as his dad did. If you were growing up in the countryside, this was what you had to do, no problem. My dad maybe had two choices. When I came out, being 12 years old, and I might have maybe even five choices. But I had to figure out between these five, what should I actually do? 12 years old today? You have 100 opportunities that you can choose between. But what is the clever choice for you? This is what your parents have to tell you the next 12 years, being up to 24. And another couple of things you also have to learn. You have to restrict yourself. And here comes a very interesting word called integrity. Integrity is something you learn from your 12 to your 24. If you don't get it there, it becomes difficult for you afterwards because you will not get promoted if you don't have any integrity. You have problems in your job, you have problems in your marriage, you have problems all over the place because you didn't pick up that opportunity to learn what is actually integrity. Integrity is a self-regulating restriction that you put on yourself, that you literally control yourself, that you literally lead yourself. You only do what you like to do and nothing else. But you have to figure out what you like to do. And that is what you use all these opportunities for. The interesting thing is, it's exactly the same thing in companies. Your MBA and the company for survival is everything that you have learned on your studying MBA will help you to survive your company. That means whatever problem you figure you run into, stupid problems in your company, you should actually be able to survive. That means with the knowledge you have to get on the business school, taking your MBA or whatever study you have, you learn that, how to survive. Then comes the next period, that is called beyond survival. Beyond survival means that you want to grow now. That means one thing, you look around in the entire world and try to figure out what kind of opportunities do this company really have with this staff, with this financial capability, with all the skills that these people have, all the geniuses I have hired in my time. How far can I actually bring that? This is called beyond survival. That means that you look at opportunities. But also here, you have to learn a couple of things. One thing is integrity. You have to let that go from one end to the other of the company, because we don't want to cheat our customers. We want to don't cheat anyone here in this world. We have to make a real good business. Otherwise, we will get into problems that we can't foresee. The other thing is inclusiveness. When you run a company, being in the executive team or you're in the middle management or team manager or whatever you are, it's called inclusiveness. What is inclusiveness? That is that you take up and dismantle your ego. You see the same thing. When you get married, you met someone, you met someone that you really would like to see this boy, this young man, or this young lady being the mother of your children, or let him be the father of your children. That means one thing. A couple of years before you're 30 years old, you have a wife, you have two kids, maybe even more. And if you are not inclusive, you won't get that little family up running. If you're not inclusive enough, there happens funny things, and it will not settle. The same thing is in a company. If I make you, I promote you being responsible for a team, you being a good team member up until now, and now I want to give you a promotion. If you are not inclusive and really like the other people in your team, then I'll not promote you. If you tell me bad stories about your marriage, I'll not promote you, because it just tells me that you are not inclusive. That means that you can't include people in your own sphere. And the point is here that inclusiveness is something that you really have to focus on to get forward. If you come to me, I promote you as a team manager, team leader, and you tell me that you want to get rid of four of them, I say, no way. It's about you, it's not about them. If you tell me that you can't make them a team working together, I just reply, yes, you are right. It's not about the team, it's about you. You can't do it. That means you are not inclusive enough. Very simple to me. And I'll stop your promotion right there if you don't do it.
Okay, so do you think companies that only go for survival, for example, by cutting employees, do you think that they're destined for failure if they start cutting employees and only going for survival?
I mean, you can put the company in a situation where you have to go backwards and use all the methods for survival. That means one thing. For survival means one very dramatic thing. I mentioned that a little bit earlier. It's called fix it, sell it, or close it. That means one thing. It is figures and money before people. You got it? Survival means money before people. That means you have to get rid of all the people, or the people that you don't use, because you can't make use of them. Maybe you don't have that much to do anymore, and for that reason you dismiss 100 or 1,000 or 100,000 people It doesn't matter. But survival means survival. I mean, if you have a disease where we need to cut your one leg off because if we don't do that, then you die. Then we cut off the one leg. That's very simple. This is for survival. So you have to survive. The same thing here with the company. Beyond survival is that you never ever use the methods for survival when you grow. That means a couple of things. First of all, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't be more effective in production. You definitely should. But when you talk about growing and beyond survival, we are talking about a concept where we first and foremost talk about team leadership and all the rules around that, all the patterns about that, all the behaviors and attitudes about this team leadership thing. Then we talk about the team of teams. That means all the teams that report to the next level. This next level, all these things has to go in what I call a liberated way. Each and every team, each and every individual had to contribute to this. The only way you can have a hierarchy here is by expertise and performance. That means the really authority in a growing company is people who can deliver results and who can grow people. The interesting thing here is a thing that people have never thought about. It's so popular nowadays to talk about stress. What is stress? Stress is one thing. You try to accelerate yourself and your performance to a level where you don't have the skills for doing that. You got it? You don't have the skills for doing what you try to accomplish. We see that in companies as well. That means one thing. You cannot grow a company without growing your people, because your people came from a situation where it was from for survival, now we go beyond survival. You now demand things from them that you have never done before. You ask them to contribute. You ask them to work in a liberated organization where there's no hierarchy or a very weak and slow hierarchy, and where people who are the high performers and the high contributors with new ideas and innovation are the heroes. This is a completely different culture. And if you don't create that, it will not work. But beyond survival is literally that you liberate people and make it joyful for them to go to work and get things done by themselves. You follow them and lead them. That's all the thing you should do. But the business culture is something you should focus on. Liberate the business culture. That's it.
Okay, thank you, Siegfried Andersen, for this unique insight. And you can go find Siegfried Andersen on his website, which is kfaandersen.com. You can go there and book a course or a training. And you can see free videos, articles, and, of course, these podcasts. And thank you for listening.